the reason we don't truly prioritize it, there has to be shame and fear and cost, right?
Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving, for women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. Okay, so welcome to another episode of Cowgirls Over Coffee. I'm really excited to just let you have this conversation today with us. I've got Meg here with me.
Hey, girl. Hey. I feel like you and I just need to record a podcast today just to like lift each other up. That's where we're at today.
Agreed. We were just talking about, we have so many topics that we want to talk about because there are just so many conversations to be had. I'm coming off having the membership having been opened as we welcomed new members at the beginning of March. And so I'm coming off basically talking my face off about how high demand this lifestyle is. And as we were looking at all these conversations we want to have, it kind of popped out to us. We were like, you know, what does it really look like functionally to prioritize ourselves in this life? This is one of those things where there's a lot of fun memes that were like, oh yeah, like, oh, relate, right?
100 thumbs up.
Right. And I'm like, but I feel like we kind of like just hit the surface of it, right? There's a lot of superfluous advice around prioritizing yourself. And I feel like we get told you can't pour from an empty cup, like, which
in that exact tone of voice. Yes.
I'm just like, but what does that look like? Like, what does that truly functionally look like for us in these high demand lifestyles? Because I'm sure there's other high demand lifestyles. It's not like I think the rural ranching woman lifestyle is the only one. But I do think this is one choice of lifestyle that is more high demand than other lifestyles and occupations and the at the intersection of your occupation and your life and your business. So I just really wanted to like, let's have a conversation about what does it look like really to prioritize yourself? And what does it cost? Like, what's the cost of prioritizing yourself? Because I will say that there has to be the reason we don't truly prioritize it. There has to be shame and fear and cost, right?
Totally. Yeah. And it's hard to like, because you sit with yourself every day and you look at yourself in the mirror every day, it's hard to like wade through what the reasons are why we're not prioritizing self, because they're so variable. Like there's a spectrum of them, right? Some of them are extraordinarily valid. Others are just a bunch of BS. And I'm calling myself out on both of those things. Right. And a lot of the time they coexist at the same time. I know like we were just chatting before we hit record and decided on what we were going to talk about today. We were just like, both of us have so much going on in our lives and we're both, yeah, Thea laughs because it's like, that's just the norm, I think, right, with the two of us. It's like, we both function at 90 miles an hour way better than we function at 15. And I recognize that in myself. I also know that it leads to burnout. I know that it leads to me not prioritizing myself. And I also like am unapologetic about the fact that I go that hard and that fast. But with that also like comes this like trying to parse through what is actually real and what I guess back to your point that you were saying, Thea, is like, what are the things, what is the cost? And I had this moment last night. I'm like, I'm rocking my 3-month-old to sleep. It took 2 hours. It was brutal. It was one of those nights. And it's not like she was screaming or anything, but it was the end of a long day. Like I had been in the car all day, you know, driving back to town, running errands, taking the kid back and forth to school, feeding horses, mucking stalls. We had calves born, coming off of a storm. It was just like one of those days. It was just exhausting. I'm like sitting there rocking her and I'm doing the math in my head. And I'm like, okay, I literally if she went to bed within a reasonable amount of time, let's say 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever, of when I went to put her down, I have 30 minutes to an hour a day to myself right now. Like, that is not that I like sit down and calculate. And then I started feeling sorry for myself. And then I like look down at her and she's like snuggled up with me. And I start to think about like, okay, Megan, let's have a real conversation with yourself. Because you know, when you're by yourself for 2 hours rocking a child to sleep, like who else are you going to talk to? and I'm like, what would I give up? Like, what would I give up in this season? Would I give up our cows? I mean, some days maybe I would want to, but for the most part, no. I feel like we're...
Oh.
Yeah, depends how naughty they're being. But, you know, whether it's cows or for, you know, anybody else, like your business aspirations, your job, you know, the side hustle that you have, like, would you be willing to give that up? For a lot of us, I think the answer is no. Would I ever want to take away my kids? Nope. That's a definite no. My job that I have, love it. It's demanding, you know. My husband, love him, although he's demanding too.
I love him.
So I'm like sitting there, I was feeling sorry for myself. And then I was like, wait a second. Okay, in those 30 minutes to hour a day, if I wanted to have like more time back, I would have to give something up. What would I give up? And for me in that season, it was like all of a sudden it hit me upside the head. I'm like, okay, maybe I am prioritizing myself right now in this moment. It might feel really hard, but the priorities are very aligned with what the calling on my heart is. Now, has that always been the case? No, absolutely not. There have been other times where I realized that I am doing everything for everybody else because I just have this caretaker mentality in me. I mean, like I mentioned, you know, 30 minutes a day to yourself, the entire rest of the time is being taken up by taking care of somebody or something else, four-legged or two-legged. And so, yeah, there are other times where I certainly would kick myself if I was rocking my daughter to sleep for 2 hours and being like, okay, priorities are not aligned and I am not taking care of myself right now. And those are dark moments.
I think so too. And I almost feel like, what does prioritizing myself mean? And this comes back to, you guys, we're always talking about this self-awareness piece and the reflection. And that's why I'm always like journal, journal, journal. Because when you stop and think about things, like you can take yourself down a narrative that's even like it's your own narrative. And if you stop and think about it, you'll be like, this isn't actually true. And I think that's really easy to do when we are in a, I mean, this sounds kind of, you know, dismissive, but like in a quote unquote hard season. And I really, for me, one of my game changers has been, and this has just been in this year, when I finally wanted to adjust or was able to adjust my personal expectation as far as like the narrative in my head is like, it's not going to slow down and it's not going to get easier.
Preach.
I'm not saying that from a point of, oh, I'm a Debbie Downer or like being pessimistic, because you know, I'm the last person who's going to be pessimistic. And I can feel like in the season I'm in right now, I can feel simultaneously defeated and determined. And I think that embracing, again, we've talked so much about this juxtaposition of feelings, but I mean, if I just expect that things are going to get hard and going to be hard, then I can prioritize the things like you are, like you said, what would I give up? And I will say, I love my children more than life itself, truly. But the newborn baby phase, like I would have 6 more kids if I could have like 18 months. Because I love toddlers so much and little kids, but like the baby was hard, like so, so hard for me. If you're in that season too, just know that like it's not this hard forever. It's just a different hard. It's not this hard as in the degree to which we are measuring the amount of hardness we're in is, I mean, it ebbs and flows a little bit, but it's not this kind of hard. And I think that's where we need to look at is like, what is the kind of hard that I even maybe enjoy, you know? And I was thinking, because you mentioned like you have like 30 minutes to yourself. And in my head, I was like, oh, I don't even want to calculate that, because I feel like honestly, at this point too, like most nights I sleep with the boys because I'm prioritizing sleep for everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily like I'm getting my best sleep, but I get better sleep if I lay down with the boys, we sleep, Jesse can sleep, especially in calving season. Like he needs to be well rested because of, you know, he needs to be well rested for decision.
Yeah.
it's actually a safety situation for both you and your animals. But I was going to mention, I read a couple books, and for the life of me, because I read, and when I say read, oh my gosh, this is a quick like diversion to the conversation. But I saw this TikTok where this girl was like, she had all these books behind her, and they're like, oh, how many books have you read? And she's like, oh no, these are my audiobook trophies. Yes, that is a thousand. These are all my audiobook trophies. And I was like, that is perfect, because like you said, with 30 minutes, I'm not sitting down and reading, but I listen to so many audiobooks. And there's some great books on time management, which I think kind of plays into that. Laura Vanderkam, she's kind of a scientist in the area of time management, especially for women who are balancing and working in a place of like being a mother and also having like a full-time career or business. And there's two books, I Know How She Does It, and also 168 Hours, and we'll link those in the show notes. But in one of those books, she did a thing where she sampled all these women and she had them create a mosaic of their time, and they could track like every 15 minutes or every 30 minutes and like where they were spending it. And what she found is that we really overestimate the time we spend at work, like a lot. And this is assuming like a traditional life, like where you have a 9-to-5 and then you come home to your family, which we don't have that, right? For most of us who are in this lifestyle where we have a ranch and a small business and a job and a family, like we don't even have the ability to even break it out to that point. So when you were like, I've only got 30 minutes to myself, I was like, I don't even know how I would begin to calculate that. But it does feel like, what would we do? I'm just thinking, like, what would we do if we had more quote unquote time for just ourselves? What would you want it like? Being the human you are, what would you want to do with that time?
That's a hard question to answer too, isn't it? And I think that's a scary thing. It's scary for me. Like you can't see me on the screen, and I'm like wiggling in my chair, like trying to think about how I would even answer it. So I don't know.
Well, cause I was thinking about this myself, because it was like, okay, there's too much on my plate. I started to feel overwhelmed. Right. And so I'm like, so obviously there's too many things in the amount of time that we need to get them done. So what am I going to take off the plate? And I can say, even if I removed, and I did this a while back, I did this a couple of years ago where I quit everything. Like I quit everything except for the most essential things. And I've been building in a few things back from there. But like, I'm at a point where I'm just on the essentials. And obviously you can't like cut out your kids. If you already have them, you can't cut them out. But like, I change that, like you were saying. But even if I did something like, I was like, okay, I can't do cowgirls over coffee. Like I can't own my business, because between the horses and the cattle and the kids and the home, like that's all I have the capacity for. But if I had that extra time, how would I spend it? I don't think I would want to make something, right? I would be itching to like take on a job or start a project. So I'd be right back to the place where I am. And I think too, talking about, okay, what does it mean to prioritize ourselves? I love this work. Like you said, you love your job. Mm-hmm. Like I love the work we do at Cowgirls Over Coffee. Like I love getting to create. I love the conversations that I get to have on the podcast. I love creating systems. Like I think here's the other thing. I'm just thinking about this. This is so random. But like I enjoy so much thinking about how I can best use my time and energy. And then like the journaling and reflecting and applying that to strategy. And because I do that for Cowgirls Over Coffee, it makes it feel like it's not just like...
It's weird, right?
My thing that I do, like...
Wow, I get paid to do this? I ask myself that sometimes. I'm like, I get paid to do this? This is cool. I enjoy my work.
There's that too. But I think too, that's one realization, right? Like, okay, so in prioritizing myself, if I really take a step back and I look at all the things that are... they're stressing me out. Like it stresses me out, right? Like ranching stresses us out and the kids can stress us out and our husbands can stress us out a little bit. But you know, when it comes down to it, there's, okay, so these are my choices because I like this, not the stress part of it. So then we're like, okay, so to prioritize yourself, what do we need to do? We need to reduce the stress. And I mean, like, not just like stress and anxiety, but stress, like in a global sense, like how this is taking a toll on it, your well-being and your health, your energy and your mindset and your emotional capacity. So how can I prioritize myself to reduce the stress of doing all these things? Like, what would that look like? And I don't have the answer. God knows.
It's ongoing and iterative. I don't think there's ever like an absolute answer to that question, which is infuriating in and of itself, right? But yeah, for sure. I think the other slippery slope, I don't want to project myself onto everybody listening here, but the thing that I know I've struggled with is that when I fall into these hard seasons where I'm, quote, overburdened overstimulated, all the overs.
Overstimulated.
I start to like realize how much I blame others for the problems and the thing that I need other people to change and not me. And I was doing this a couple days ago. I was driving home just like stewing on something and just was thinking to myself like, oh man, if this person had just changed their approach to this, if I had just had more support about this, like this is just, you know, this is completely rude, blah, you know, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden time passed. I ate some dinner, which food always helps. Took a shower and I realized I'm like, you know what? This is on me. This is on me. Like I'm only overburdened to the point that I'm willing to accept. And there are exceptions. Obviously, like there are moments, you know, in time where it's quite literally survival at our house. You know, like we had that negative 50 degree stretch of weather for 3 days, 4 days, whatever, here at the ranch and we're calving. It was like, okay, it does not matter what my needs are right now. Like I must keep the kids alive and keep the critters alive as best as possible in that order. So there's certainly moments like that. But then there are these other moments where you're just like feeling just completely drowned and stuff. And guess what? It's on me. I made those decisions. I'm not having the conversations and I'm not prioritizing myself. And so I had a couple of very simple conversations about how I was feeling and both with myself and with the people that, you know, it affected. And it was just like, all right, take responsibility for the moment in time. Take responsibility for the things that are your priority. And take responsibility for creating space for yourself, even if it's not physical time. You know, perhaps it needs to be more just bandwidth or breathing room. But it's on me. I can never blame somebody else, my children included, which is an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Well, and also like the situation we're in. And that just like hit home so good for me. So thank you for projecting onto me.
You're welcome.
Here's the mirror. Enjoy the scene. But really, that's what I've been really working on too, is like when we can release that, the blame piece, when you start, I hate when I do that and the resentment comes up and it's all, but like, so what do we do to release that? Right. So that's going to be an awareness piece, right? Like taking ownership. I think that when we're in that place, for myself, at least when I'm in that place and I feel like I slip in there, it depends on the season. I feel like I'm strengthening this muscle a little bit. But when I slip into that, it's a place of honestly like victimhood, which makes me kind of throw up in the back of my mouth a little bit to admit. But like, you have to, you have to let go of whatever wrongs or bad choices or situations you've been put into. I mean, you still have, the control over how you're going to feel in the situation and navigate through the situation. And what you're going to pick up and take with you. I'm just like thinking about this as I'm like, things are hard. And we talked about this a while back, but like, it's always hard. Like things are just always hard. And if you can just be okay with them being hard, like do what you can. I don't want to say, oh, just be like, oh, I'm going to sit here and it's hard and that's okay. I'm just going to sit here. But like taking ownership of it, moving from that victim mentality, even though we don't want to say it's a victim mentality, and moving into an ownership mentality where we're like you said, you had the few very simple conversations that you need to have. And maybe you just need to adjust your expectation of
just your mindset,
expectation of yourself. And like sometimes in some seasons, survival is prioritizing yourself, accepting like, okay, right now this is survival mode and I'm not going to expect anything else of myself.
Absolutely.
That in and of itself is a self-care move, right?
Totally. It absolutely is, especially during calving season.
Or if you have a newborn.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you have a newborn during
season. Not that anybody on this call does that.
Oh my gosh, such poor planning, Meg.
The other thing too, I think, you know, other than victimhood is also that I've struggled with it, that maybe I expect not everybody that's listening to this podcast is going to feel this way, but it may resonate with some of you, but depending on your personality type and your own, you know, quote unquote traumas. I also struggle with this like fact that when the gas pedal does let up and things do feel less hard or easier, whatever verbiage you want to use, that I'm not going to be needed. And it's really hard for me to then release and ask for help and let myself have some space because I'm like, ooh, I might not be needed. And that's like so tied up in my identity as this caretaker that, you know, has been going 90 miles an hour for 4 months straight now. It's like, ooh, I don't know about this. This makes me uncomfortable. And I've had to really sit with myself when I start to like get edgy or feel like people are intruding, you know, in my space and be like, whoa, wait a second, sister. Then I literally like have this conversation. I call myself sister. Like, wait a second, sister. You're allowed to do fun things. You're allowed to have joy. You're allowed to breathe easy. And these are good things. And that's really hard for somebody like me. And I'm sure like you, Thea, too, that's like a high achiever that goes very hard and expects a lot of themselves. And so, again, it's this mindset shift that I've been experiencing in addition to, you know, like releasing expectations of others or having those kinds of conversations and taking ownership of myself. I'm also taking ownership of the fact that like I deserve joy. I deserve rest. I deserve peace. And, you know, in those 30 minutes, like I'm dreaming already this summer. I'm like, how getting back on my horse is a huge priority for me this summer. And I'm already figuring out ways in my head to make sure that that hits the top of the list because I know that that's what my self-care is going to look like. That's what self-prioritization is going to be for me this summer.
And I'm like, oh, that's super good. I'm trying to think to myself, like, I feel that same, there's like, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. So when, like you said, when the, especially if you've been in a hard season where you're like pedal to the metal, like you are white knuckling it through, and then you get a little space and a little air to breathe, I don't feel like it's the not being needed. But I think when those things happen, I think, am I not succeeding? Mm-hmm. Am I not achieving? And I don't really, again, just as I'm thinking about this, because I give myself no space to be a beginner, to stumble, to feel my way through things. Like that has just been, and let's go back to childhood. I don't know where this comes from. I don't, but like, I think that's such a good thing to observe. Like when you have air to breathe, what's scaring you? Like where's the fear coming from? And I think knowing about that about yourself will give you some clues as to where you need to prioritize yourself.
Oh my gosh, Thea, yes. That is your check engine light, 100%.
I really think it is. And it's honestly, like until you said that, I was like, well, what does, because I don't ever let off the gas. Like I don't. If it gets, you know, it's like, I was just thinking like, if you're on the freeway and like you've been in like gridlock traffic and all of a sudden the lanes open up, do you go, oh, okay, and you kind of like get up to speed? And not me. The minute I
sit out,
exactly, I'm going to be going as fast as I can. And that's not prioritizing myself either. Like that's leaning into an expectation that maybe isn't even my own. I don't know. There's just so much we have to know about ourselves. We have to know these things about ourselves so that we can create a plan and execute, so we do have structure around how we're prioritizing ourselves. Because I think that we just wing this so much and we tend to think of like self-prioritization as self-care and be like, oh, I need to go,
yeah,
you know,
massage, nails, what? Yeah, no.
Even quiet time or something. But I think it's so much like how, instead of asking that question, which is great, like absolutely
time, it's for a time and place. Yeah.
We were just talking about how we're going to take care of our brows and we just don't have to.
We were. I'm glad nobody heard that conversation. I'm glad we did not hit record yet.
Okay. That's all we've got to say. But how, instead of looking at that side, really setting aside some time to think about what does it look like when I prioritize myself when it's really busy, when I'm overstimulated? Because I think overstimulation is the biggest thing for me. And also starting to dissect things a little bit and taking the time because, oh, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just burnout. Well, are you burnt out? Are you overwhelmed? Or are you overstimulated? Do you need more rest? Are you hydrated? Are you not having conversations? Like, what is causing, like, I feel like the overwhelm burnout is like a blanket statement that actually doesn't identify the problem, right? Like, it's just a blanket symptom.
You've always had this exercise in the community before. I don't remember, the three whys, I think is what you call it. You just keep asking yourself why and get as granular as you can. And this is an incredible journaling exercise. So for anybody that this feels like it's resonating with you, like if you're like, I am burnt out, why? And then answer that question and then get more granular. Why? Why? Just keep asking until you can't answer why anymore. And it will become crystal clear to you the reason or reasons behind that. And you can ask yourself in many different ways, you know, like my example that I gave when I was driving home yesterday or a couple days ago, like feeling overburdened and unsupported. Why? And as I started out, I didn't sit and journal, but I had time behind the wheel on the way back to the ranch. And as I got further into that why, it was just kind of like, oof, yeah, okay, here's my solution. I think that's a great exercise for self-prioritization.
I love that. And I think when you don't have to sit down with pen and paper in order to have the benefits of journaling. It's really spending some serious time thinking, asking the questions that you need to ask of yourself. And then the other side of that is you can't just think you figured it out and assume that that's going to move you into a place of action of working it out. Like once you figure it out, then you need to create a strategy or a plan or some sort of preparation so you can work it out. Like first you figure it out, then you got to work it out. And from there, you're going to go back to figuring some more out, right? Mm-hmm. Because everything in this is so cyclical. But I truly believe that the more we dig into this, like you're going to figure it out for the current season you're in, right? Because life is constantly, it's dynamic, it's always changing. And if you can feel like, okay, what does it mean to me to prioritize myself right now? Like, what does it look like in the work I'm doing, in the season, the age and stage your kids are in? Like, it's going to be different. And then you start planning your habits and your routines and your tasks and hitting all those things around putting yourself first. And also, like, when I say putting yourself first and we say self-prioritization and things, I want you to not think like, oh, I can't put myself first. Putting yourself first is the only way that you can serve everyone who's depending on you. Because if you go under, everybody goes under. All the people who are depending on you, you know.
I think it's almost like if you're double clicking on that even more, it goes back to the start of this conversation about alignment in your day to day with the things that matter to you. And that's a huge thing that we talk about inside of the community and continue to revisit on a monthly basis. Like today, what are the things that are the most important to you and you must protect with all of your life? And if you do those things, you're prioritizing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
1,000%. So good. Well, if this brought anything up for you, screenshot this episode, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee. We brought you lots of questions and no answers, as in this is how we roll. But we really wanted to just start this conversation because I think it's like so many things, there's no easy answer. But I think the first step is having the conversation and asking the questions. So tag us, give us your takeaways if anything really resonated for you. If you have some sort of tactic or strategy that you use in order to prioritize yourself, in order to feel like you have more of that margin, maybe you're able to sit in the margin of your life and like be chill with it. Please educate me.
Teach me too.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, thanks, Meg, for having this conversation with me. I'm really excited to just see what everyone else thinks about this because I'm going to spend the rest of the day thinking about it. Like my gears are turning. So, all right, well, we'll see you guys back again here next Monday.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.